and I'd like to appreciate the high-level delegation for their responses. I just have three follow-up questions. The first one is, we do acknowledge the integration of the gender equality and the, what you have provided, but what has been the impact of the integration of the gender equality? How are women benefiting, especially in the agricultural sector? What has been the impact of the integration of gender equality in the agricultural sector? Policies, initiatives, especially for rural women, ethnic women, elderly women, migrant women, and women disabilities. Then two, we also do take note of the very comprehensive training that you have spoken to, and we really appreciate that. I think the issue is based on the list of the replies to the list of issues. You gave current data that showed, much as those initiatives continue to exist, but more men benefit from them as opposed to the women. So I guess because the committee is trying to push for 50-50 parity, ensuring that if men are half participants in a training, the other half should be women. So we would like to call upon the member state to consider that each time you're having a training, maybe you could consider ensuring 50-50 parity so that there's equal representation of both men and women in benefiting from these initiatives. Then the last follow-up is in regards to women rights defenders. What steps is the government taking to protect the rights of women rights defenders? Ensure that they're not maybe arbitrarily arrested in case that happens, but how are you ensuring that they are able to do their work effectively? Thank you.